I think they showed their interest straight away. I spoke to the new manager straight after the playoff final, and he made his intentions very clear that he wanted to sign me. It's a manager that I worked with before, and that goes a long way with me, you know.
What particularly impresses you about Dean Saunders that says, yep, I want to work with this guy again?
Dean's an honest character. I played with him before. He was a former striker. I'm a striker myself. And he just demands, you know, high standards and hard work. And it's a manager that I want to work for again, you know.
How important was it for you to be joining a team that has ambitions? Chesterfield perhaps defied an odd or two in reaching the playoffs last season, but certainly want to do it again and perhaps go a stage further.
I think that's important for any professional, and I'm no different. Chesterfield's a very good footballing team and club. Tight-knit club, from what I've heard and I've seen on the pitch myself, and that's something that I want to be a part of, you know. We played against them at Preston last year probably three times when I was there, and all the games were close, you know, and it just showed you the kind of standard that the club's reached, and like I said, I want to be a part of the progress, you know.
I have to say, when news of your signing broke, obviously we did our research, and I was stunned actually to realise that you're 29. You've been part of the footballing landscape, if you like, for such a long time.
That's right. Yeah.
So you're kind of in your prime, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what they say. Yeah, a lot of people say the same thing. You know, I've been unfortunate to have a couple of injuries, but I feel like I'm at a stage now where I'm ready to get in at pre-season stage and kick on and get back to where I've been in my career. You know. And that's scoring goals and enjoying football.
Does it feel as though you needed that? You had a few months at Preston, didn't you, just to really get things back on track?
Yeah.
But now that's perhaps the stuttered start. Now it's the big start again.
That's exactly how I view it. You know, for the last you know, season or two, I've gone in at clubs in January, and I've played catch up, and I've tried to dislodge some very good strikers. I think at this stage now, we're joining Chesterfield nice and early, ready for pre-season. I feel like I'm giving myself the best opportunity to hit the ground running and do what I do best, you know.
Because fans will all remember you from that period within your career where basically you couldn't stop scoring. Do you feel that that's still within your makeup, if you like?
Yeah, I 100% believe that, and that's why I'm still here. I'm still wanting to prove myself, to kind of reignite myself. I'm as hungry as ever to get back to those heights, you know. And I believe that this is the right move at the right time, to really get myself back to that level, you know.
Things are obviously going to change with Dean Saunders coming in. It's a new manager. He'll want to play his way. But having seen Chesterfield as much as you have whilst at Preston, you'll know that they play a very attacking brand of football, and that will benefit you. It certainly benefited Owen Doyle.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. He scored a hell of a lot of goals. And like I said, we played against him three times last year, and There was not a lot in the games, you know. I think the difference was maybe a striker or two. At Preston, they had Beckford, Garner, Kevin Davis and myself. And at Chesterfield, they'd lost Owen Doyle early on. And I think that makes a huge difference. It's a lot of goals you're losing out of the team, you know. So it's always fine margins in football. And I believe that, you know, with a new manager and him bringing in a few players, I genuinely believe that Chesterfield could make a push in the right direction. Otherwise, I wouldn't have signed.